This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
We are all in self-isolation at the moment, sitting at home wondering how we're going to fill our days. But here we have one entertainer who has not stopped, and we are so excited to have him live on the phone. It's Australia's favourite singer, Anthony Clear. Welcome to Joy.
Oh, good afternoon, Spunks. How you doing?
Oh, I love it when you talk dirty to me. Yeah.
Anthony, I'm so happy. I actually made sure I had my dairy this morning to get myself ready, my special Anthony Clear dairy, I now call it.
It's good. Made in Ireland. Morning? Yeah. You have it every morning while you're doing your stretches?
We actually have Anthony in here today to talk about his brand new music.
But before,
what a way to shut it down. Look, but before we go into that, how are you and Tim going in lockdown? Are you guys ready to kill each other yet? Are you going to make the 7-year anniversary?
Yeah. No, to be honest, I think we've passed that point of killing each other. I think that happened in the first week, and now we've just become sort of... You know, it is what it is. And we're actually doing okay. And thank God for, you know, alcohol. And I'm not endorsing, like, drinking or anything. But it does, let's just say that the intake has gone up a little bit in isolation because we are bored of that shit.
Well, I am so with you on that. I'm only a newlywed. Look, I've been with it for 12 years, so it's not really. But we got married in December, and I've got to say that first 9 days, I'm going to call it, 2 days over a week, I don't think either one of us liked each other at all.
After
and
the
ever
wedding?
Since now we've, no, this since isolation, oh, we're now over a month. Yeah. Well, in the last couple of days, it's like we look at each other. I don't know if it's got something to do with what you just didn't but slash did indoors. But I'm really wrapped in her again now, and I don't know whether it's because, well, maybe because I also just introduced her to your lip syncing. Oh, my God. That is, look, I was a drag king, so I did lip syncing for a long time, and lip syncing anything spoken word is so difficult. And you and Tim are doing mass. Tell us about it. Tell us what you're doing.
Yeah, no, it just started off with us being really bored, and so we thought, oh, let's do a bit of a lip sync of, like, Kath and Kim, and then we thought, okay, let's just do another one because we're having a bit of fun with it, and I love a bit of Housewives and Melbourne. And then there was a few recommendations. A friend of ours actually called me and said, you need to do Maths, and I'm like, I've never watched Married at First Sight in my entire life, but I said, okay, let's just listen to it. Oh, my God, they don't even speak English. To try and lip sync... they're speaking. I was like, I've met a few bogans in my life, but they take the next cake.
They really do, don't they? They really do. But I'm going to tell you, watching you do Petit Flirt, oh, my God, you were channeling that girl, let me tell you. You had a...
Well, Tim did Petit Flirt.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
You're taking her down, but my favourite bit is when you do the rub her up the wrong way with the little hands. Hands of... I can't stop it.
Now we need to ramp it up. So we need to do another one. I just don't know what to do now. We'll come up with something tomorrow, I think.
There'll be plenty of
Tom and Wayne doing something on Gogglebox back in the day.
That actually would be
beef it up and go back up to the fellas. That'd be quite funny.
No, look, Anthony, you're doing a good job. Stick it with the Australian classics. You know, we want to see more of the horn bags of you know, Fountain Lakes, of course. Yeah. And it's all very exciting. But look, Anthony, you've just released a brand new single last Friday called Lonely, and we are going to play that song later on today. We can't wait. We're very excited. It will be the first time we get to hear it. So where did this all come about? How's this new song come down?
Well, to be honest, the thing that I go to in, you know, when we're in a situation like this, I'm like, you know, what makes me happy and where's my happy place and what do I rely on? And for me, it's music. And I wanted to share some new material while we're in lockdown with, you know, people that follow me and people that have been there for the last, you know, 15, 16 years. And this is some music that I've been writing in the past year. And I thought, let's just drop another track. And I'm just sort of doing it really casually. And, you know, so we released it last Friday, and I'm actually going to drop another one in about 2 weeks' time. And I thought,
wow.
You know, let's, yeah, I've got these tracks in the bank there, and I'm just like, this is a time I think that I should share them. And yeah, I'm really enjoying, obviously, just sharing this new music.
But you said that it's your happy place. Are you sure? Because we listened to some of the lyrics. Are you sure music's your happy place? Well what's the song mean?
I use sometimes the writing process as a bit of a psychology session for me. And then I scare the crap out of myself going, oh, did I put all of that onto paper? And now I have to release it and everyone's going to hear it. But no, you know, obviously these are lyrics and emotions that I feel as though relate to so many people. And I never wrote, you know, the title of the song is Lonely, and a few people have come back going, oh, how ironic that, you know, you're releasing a song called Lonely now and everyone's in isolation. I'm like, well, I never intended to release it in isolation. It just happens to be called Lonely. So I'm going to drop another track. I won't tell you what it's called just yet because it's all about lonely at the moment. So, in about 2.5 weeks' time, I'm going to drop another track, and then after that, I might even drop another one. So I don't know. I might just keep dropping tracks until we're out of isolation. Who knows?
Well, mate, you've got the voice to sing it, so you may as well just keep as entertained, because you are right. You're gifted with a fantastic voice. You sing like an angel. We do need you at this time. But look, your last single was called What's Wrong With Me, which was in October. Now we've got Lonely. Next one, please. You know, I think you should call it I Finally Made Some Friends. I think it'll make us all feel better. Yeah.
All right, done. Yeah. I'll dedicate that one just to you. Yeah.
Anthony, it has been such a joy talking to you. We love talking to you. You and Tim are keeping us well entertained, and we are going to be checking out your socials. So definitely go and check out Anthony Clear on all social networks, or you can go and have a look at his website, anthonyclear.com. For there, you can actually get the brand new single, Lonely, as well as it's available at all platforms. We're going to have a listen to it now. And send our love to Timmy and say hello. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, kids. Cheers. Take care. Look after yourselves. Bye.
Thank you so much. Getting us. You're listening to Tom and Jess. I'm Joy.
Corner of fifth and nowhere. I've been making out with someone new. I don't care where or who. I just grabbed my things and left that bed. Bloodshot eyes. Wishing I was dead, but it felt so good. Like I knew it would. This walk of shame, this stumbling pain, this old cigarette is my saving grace. I'm just bleeding down through my veins. I'm lonely. In hand, looks like nothing's changed. Truth sets in, and I'm numb again. I'm still looking for that fix. And I search my phone to find a name. The cycle starts, play my dirty game, and I'm drunk again. Yeah, I'm drunk again. Walk of shame, this stumbling pain, this old cigarette is my saving grace. I'm just bleeding down through my veins. I'm lonely. Yeah.
before it kills me. It's killing me. I'm lonely. I'm lonely. Nothing satisfies.
Wrap up your Thursdays with Tom and Jess on Joy Drive. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.